It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National Bird Day. Today is January 5th, 2024. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you had a good morning. Glad you could join us for lunch. Before we get into the birthdays today, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail. Tell your friends and family. And subscribe to the show, of course. That's a no-brainer. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Bradley Cooper, 49. I didn't like him for a while there after I watched Wedding Crashers. He did such a good job of being a major prick. But, you know, I've since changed my feelings towards him. So he's a great actor. I mean, that's why I didn't like him for a while there. Marilyn Manson, 55. Shock rocker. Clancy Brown is 64. Diane Keaton, crap, I forgot to write her name down, or her age down, excuse me. Robert Duvall is 92. So big day in birthdays. Happy birthday to all of them. Also on this day in history, 1933, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge. And in 1914, following the great, this one's crazy here, really. Following the great success of the Model T, Henry Ford raised his workers' pay from $2.40 to $5 a day and reduced the hours of the workday. And I know it sounds like peanuts right now, but back then, hell, it probably was still peanuts. But yeah, so that was probably a great day. I know it was a great day for Ford people, employees. All right, let's get into the news. That's what we're really here for, aren't we, folks? This one from Fox News. Rare, stunning, and legendary 1966 Ford GT40 MK1 hits auction. Estimated value up to $7 million. Yes, now the women pay attention, right? When I started talking about a car, they're like, they drifted off. And then they hear $7 million, and it's like, oh, wait, what? Subtitle here, one of Ford's great masterpieces earned global acclaim, crushing Ferrari dynasty at Le Mans. That was in 1966. Actually, we had first and second place, so that was great. Now, this car, I don't believe, and I could be wrong, but I didn't see where it said anything about this actual car having any racing history. But one thing I saw in a photo that I found interesting, it answered a long-time question that I've always had about these cars that have a right-side driver's steering wheel. Where is the stick shift? You know, I thought, do they leave it in the middle and you have to change gears with your left hand? No, they had the stick shift on the right side, so it's right next to the door sill. So that was interesting. That was the most interesting part of this to me. Actually, so, but yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it would have been a little bit better if it was a left-sided driver position, but hey, maybe someone in Europe's going to buy it, right? All right, this one's from Reuters. This one, you got to watch. Well, you don't have to, but you probably should. Las Vegas judge attacked by felon during sentencing. This guy leaps over the judge's desk. And she tries to get away, and he had to have grabbed her hair, but he landed a couple blows. I think things are going to change after this. I really do. Yeah. I don't know if you all have seen what it's like inside a Russian courtroom. They've got the defendant in a cage, actually plexiglass, so they can't spit on people. You know, violent criminals, we might be there. We might be at that point. I just saw another video just on television, one of these crime or court shows. And the defendant reached in his pocket right after sentencing, reached in his pants and grabbed feces, his own feces, and like threw it in the face of his own attorney. So, yeah, I don't know that anybody should be really at risk of that stuff if we have known violent felons in the courtroom. Let me know what you think in the comments or email me or something. Here's one from Reuters. This is concerning. Maersk warns of major disruption as it diverts ships away from the Red Sea. Yeah, so that's not good for Europe. They rely on that shipping canal there. So, yeah, that's all that ship attacks from the Houthis out of I think Iran or Qatar, but we don't really follow a whole lot of war here, but that's not good stuff there. But we end the show with good news, so always keep that in mind, that we end the show off with good news. This one here's, I think it's good news. It's kind of dark, but I think y'all can handle it. We're all adults here, right? This one from the Associated Press. Terminally ill Connecticut woman ends her life on her own terms in Vermont. Yes, there was a big court battle she had to fight. It took months long. And then, see, she's out of state. So they didn't allow out. I guess Vermont has an assisted self-deletion program for terminally ill people. And she had to fight this in court to be able to have them have that done in Vermont. She won the court case, obviously. And now I believe they are allowing this like from here on out. So if you're terminally ill or like chronic pain that's not tolerable, really, I don't know. Look into Newsmax story here. South Africa's, this is infuriating to me. South Africa's Oscar Pistorius released on parole 11 years, and that was like half of his original sentence. His original sentence was way too lenient. And then they give him just half of that. He should get life. Well, I'm a big fan of the capital style of punishment, but this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it's outside of our country. So, these people can govern as they please. TMC story. This is so funny here. Christopher Nolan says, Peloton instructor ripped my movie. this guy's like riding the stationary bike doing the Peloton thing. And the lady, the instructor, she starts, I guess she does movie reviews as well as encouraging you to keep pedaling. But yeah, he's sitting there doing, he really wants her to just be like, come on, let's go. Instead, she's like, the movie had no plot. Blah, blah, blah. So that's hysterical. And we got another good one because it's that time of the show. It's the end of the show after this story, of course. This is not just good news. This is great news here. I'm not kidding you. I feel, well, 50% better than I did about the situation. This is from the Good News Network. Road traffic deaths have fallen by up to 50% across the globe since 2010. That's really amazing, actually. And I encourage you to go to Good News Network and read that yourself, because there's an inconsistency there. They say the same thing, but they say 5%. So I don't know which one's the typo. I don't know if the typo's in the headline or in the body of the article, but I don't know. If that is a true statement right there, that's amazing. So that's great news. And that's how we roll with the lunch show. So, yeah, we appreciate you joining us today. I'm going to call out the episode. We've got no stories left for you. Until Tuesday, I hope you all have an awesome weekend. You know how we roll here. We don't drink and drive at the lunch show, and we don't want you to either because we need our listeners, and we don't want anyone to get hurt, of course. So be safe this weekend. No drinking and driving. Tune in to the Tuesday episode. We need you there. We need our supporters. And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.